Answering a multiple-choice question correctly on the AP exam will earn you 1 point, while answering incorrectly will deduct a quarter of a point from your score. The upshot of this scoring system is that it's always worth your time to guess on a multiple-choice question, but only if you can eliminate at least one of the possible answers. At the end of this audiobook, we'll talk more about the strategies you can use to maximize your scores on the multiple-choice section without running out of time. Once 90 minutes are up, your test booklets and answer sheets from the multiple-choice section will be collected, and the test proctors will pass out the questions for the second part of the AP exam, commonly known as the essay section. Over the following 10 minutes, you'll have a chance to look over the 4 free response questions in Section 2, while jotting down any notes, vocabulary, or other thoughts you might have. After this reading period ends, you'll be allowed to open your test booklet, and you'll have 90 minutes to answer all 4 essay questions. We'll get into a lot more detail on how to approach the free response essays and make the most of your time during the reading period when we talk about test-taking strategies at the end of this audiobook. What happens to your essays after the test is over is actually sort of interesting. Each year, in June, high school AP teachers and university professors are paid by ETS to attend a kind of AP grading camp, where they sit around tables grading hundreds, if not thousands, of essay questions over the course of a week. Now, if